Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, pump your down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population Youth.
Population Kinane.
Jay, you sound great. Kyle
Thank
Kinane.
You.
Welcome to the show, Kyle Kinane. We're so happy to have you in studio. What a joy.
Guys, 9 a.m. What an adult time.
Look what we did.
We're up. We're up. Welcome to our morning radio show.
I
Kyle, you're in town all weekend.
We've been up since 2 a.m.
Some bits. So here's the text I sent to Kyle Kinane. I was like, hey, I know it's the Friday before a holiday weekend that we're recording this. You can record this before you go to camp on Mount Shasta naked. That's what I assumed you were going to do, is set up a campsite somewhere and just be naked all weekend.
I like that the idea of me has grown bigger than
who I am. Do. I'm like, you're going to be out somewhere in the wilderness.
Are you still vanning it or RVing it?
The van. I would go out in it here and there, but I live in Oregon now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I love
it. Did you drive down?
Yeah, in a Mini Cooper. That's where I was like, I almost took myself out of Dumb People Town last night.
Oh, God, no.
I was like, should this be the Dumb People Town? This should be my story. I'm like,
maybe.
This one's too dark, but when's the last time you've done something so dumb? Like, not funny, silly.
We got to save this.
All right, so we're saving this for the Patreon.
No, it's not, but it's not funny.
That's all right. Like, we'll make it funny.
You died last night.
You'll make it funny. You almost died last night?
I was like, well, I got to get to town to record DPT.
Oh, my God. Dan, we can't be the reason.
Well, I got to go past the semi on a double yellow.
Oh, God!
Kyle.
I don't
really
like myself. I don't
night.
Like myself.
Why would you do that?
Why would you book a podcast at 9 a.m.?
But by the way, he's right.
Double
Kyle,
yellow.
Kyle, are there moments when you're driving where you're like, I don't think the people who painted the road, like there's a moment, I'm like, I don't think they understand, because they'll make a dotted yellow line when there's like a turn up ahead, and I'm like.
I don't think there are people who understand when to pass and not to pass at all.
This isn't a joke either.
There are so many people who don't even understand how a four-way stop works. And I'm not joking, that's not a joke. There's more 100%. I'm like, I don't think they get.
Yeah,
the order of this.
No, that's the Andrew Overdahl has a great bit about it. Like the chaos of a traffic light going down.
Oh my God.
And just well, this is indicative of what happens to the country.
Mm-hmm. No, we're one traffic light going down away from.
Or there's that
anybody go abolish the police? Show them a traffic. Throw a four-way intersection.
Let's see how we do.
You need one guy just with gloves telling you what to do.
Well, there's that like eight-way intersection in Beverly Hills that every time you end up there,
it's the circle. It's that giant
it's
circle.
It's literally a Mad Max movie. Hotel. Every time you're there,
because no one knows.
Take out,
and it's just eight ways, and it's just a stop sign.
Just say intersection. In Beverly Hills.
Sure, yeah. But do you know the one I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. It's near the Beverly Hills Hotel. It's a giant circle.
Yes. And there's two diagonal streets and then two north, south, east, west
and then
streets.
All the cars go like this. No one knows when to not
and
go.
And one person just always just
shoots
through
it. But that's really a study and I'm more important than you.
But you're going to have a mix right there, a mix of like just tourists
are not even
used to driving on the same side of the road, let alone in a convertible Mustang.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
There's Hollywood, saying. Yeah. And then just someone who was like, probably wrote on, you know, Small Wonder.
Yes, right. And still has
that
the house.
Has like the old Rolls Royce.
Yes. The old Rolls Royce.
And it's like, I don't have time for this.
And then there's like one or two of us who's like been rerouted to go over Beverly Glen to like meet up with their friend in Studio City.
In the valley. And then there's like all the support staff for the guy who worked on Small Wonder going, I got to get there.
There's so many healthcare workers that are going to lose their jobs.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad you made it.
I am too. It was real stupid.
You didn't do dumb stuff. You're here. I'm glad you're here. Let's get into stories.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Sent in by shameless plug for my book, but then I don't know what the book is.
What's the book?
I don't know. At HCR, it's HC Royal, but it's Roy R-O-Y. R-O-Y-A-L-L. Royale?
Royale.
Royale?
H-C Royale.
H-C Royale. Royale. Yeah.
That's a handle.
That's that's what you put on a vanity plate of an old Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
H-C Royale.
That's a fake Beastie Boy.
Here's a headline.
It's like their friend that they played basketball with who was really good that they always name check in
Let's
their
song. Let's cut him in on some residual.
It's also a really good nickname if you're on the And One tour. Yeah, H-C exactly. Royale. Yeah.
Very By the way, good. I saw a great documentary.
Did you watch it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So about the And One mixtape tour?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, it's like the untold story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Headline. Man develops sudden amnesia after sex with wife. How is that even?
It doesn't happen that much. So then it happened and it sort of this was is a like real reset deal. His brain.
I think they're going deep role playing.
Like you're talking about like, did you, there's a great, and I talk about this all the time. I want you to be a stranger. Okay.
Done. Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I anymore? No, but there is the Legs McNeil book about porn, which is just an unbelievable like 600 page, I'll call it a romp.
Sure.
Where like he talks about every angle of porn ever. So the porn industry out here, the booths that were bought and built and all this stuff in New York City and Times Square and everything. And then there were these two undercover cops who were trying to like basically bust a porn ring in Florida, and they went deep undercover. They
another
went
great movie.
So deep undercover. They went so deep undercover.
Don't have enough evidence yet. We gotta stay in, guys.
So they did, but then they kind of. So they were playing like mobsters, and one of them got so into his role as this guy that he started committing crimes.
Serpicock?
Yeah.
There it is.
They started committing crime as this guy. So I feel like this is what this guy did. He went.
A man got amnesia 10 minutes after having afternoon sex with his wife.
Doggy style day afternoon.
Okay. There you go. There you go. Afternoon sex with his wife. That makes me feel like they are still very much in love.
He's thinking of one more.
It's not good. Donnie Brasco.
Right. We knew it was in there.
9 a.m.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody knows the best one is just Scent of a Woman. Well, either way. A man got amnesia 10 minutes after having afternoon sex with his wife, temporarily wiping his memory of the previous day and rendering him unable to retain new information, doctors have said.
Wait, doctors are saying this.
This really happened.
That's how good she is. She can wipe your memory clean.
You had a bad day? Not anymore.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
She's like the human mind eraser.
The man became distressed after he looked at his phone.
You're not buying this. I can tell you're not. What is your question?
Just a day? He just forgot a day?
He lost the day before.
But
everything from the day before.
It's like time traveler who can only travel like 18 minutes. Like I've
Which
lost.
Which would be pretty great.
I don't know what I did the day before. Did I have sex with this guy's wife? Right. I don't know what I did.
The man became distressed. Yeah. Go ahead, Kyle.
No, I'm agreeing.
After he looked at his phone after sex one afternoon, saw the date, and thought that he had forgotten his wedding anniversary, when in fact, he'd celebrated it with his wife and family the day before.
Oh, my God.
So this was the day after their anniversary. Mm-hmm. They're having afternoon sex. These two are in love.
Do we have ages on these people?
We will, yeah.
We'll guess it. Okay, but so they have kids, too.
Yes.
So they're having afternoon
sex. Because the kids are at school.
Because the kids are at school.
Which, so by the way, that's useful with your time.
Yeah,
good
you time. Schedule.
It's good scheduling.
So he saw the date. He thought he forgot his wedding anniversary when, in fact, he'd celebrated it with his families. Doctors in Limerick Island said this in a case report published in the official
there
Journal
once was
of Irish.
A man doctor from Limerick.
Yes. Said the Office Journal of Irish Medical Organization on Wednesday.
I mean,
this is the most Irish excuse type of shit,
right?
I've ever heard. Well, I can't Irish goodbye just having sex with my wife, but I can Irish forget.
Irish forget is a new thing.
What did we do there?
Where was I yesterday?
You're telling me we did what?
With who?
You don't say.
The memory loss lasted for how long? How long did he completely? If it was Tuesday, he gets it back.
Oh,
if it was Tuesday. How long had he lost Monday before it came back to him?
Why do you,
Just for a guess.
Oh, this isn't the main part of the guess.
No. How long do you think he was without memories of the day before? It's like his own little mini memento.
Well, you said it was a day. You said he lost the day of
no,
Monday.
He couldn't remember the day.
The day before.
But how long did that last? On Wednesday, how long could he not remember Tuesday?
He forgets the day before.
No, that, this is by a the way, off.
That is its own other movie.
That's a Steve Carell kids movie.
That's never been kissed.
I think it. I'll guess much. First, and Kyle, you can hear where I. Yeah. I think he. It took a week before he got that memory back. So
if he lost,
days.
if on Wednesday he forgot about Tuesday, you took till the next Wednesday
that he's like, oh, now okay. I remember.
Everything's back up.
I say Friday. So I think
for three days.
I say a week. What do you think?
I feel like I like Friday because I feel like by the weekend he's got stuff he wants to do. So he's like, oh, I better get rid
back
of this
in.
Scam.
My fugue state.
I had some golfing.
Right, I can't play
stuff.
Golf yeah, if yeah. I still have amnesia. So you're going to say Saturday, maybe?
Yeah, you're like, oh, it was yesterday Friday? Right, so today's memory, Saturday? I'm cured.
I wish it was all this.
3, 4, 7.
The memory loss lasted for 1 hour.
One hour!
With the man repeatedly questioning his wife and daughter over the events of the morning and the previous day.
So he's like, I had sex with your mom this afternoon. And she's like, the daughter's like, stop.
My thumb was in your mother's asshole minutes ago. You're telling me that?
None of us want to remember this.
He's like, that's not the point, though. I don't remember anything before that. What did we do yesterday?
Basically role-playing with your man.
What?
But we've all traveled so much where somebody goes, what did you do yesterday? And you have no idea.
No idea. Right.
You're like, where
for
was
like
I
an
yesterday?
Hour?
Do you know that?
No, he literally had amnesia, though. It was gone. He lost it.
He lost
Kyle is not buying this at
no,
all.
Not no, at all. For an hour of just like, I don't remember what I did yesterday, and he went to the
I mean, this is it. Like a crime where there's only one witness. You know what I mean? You're like, I guess we got to believe him. He said he saw the other thing.
But if you were faking it, would you give up after an hour? Like, what did that even buy you?
Yeah, the Irish are pranksters.
There you go.
I mean, say that.
This Irish prankster.
I'm a prankster. But the idea that, like, maybe he was trying to pump up his wife a little bit and be like, the sex
man,
was so good. You literally,
I don't even know where I am right now.
I lost memories
after telling you, these two are in love. The man, who was not identified in the case report, visited the emergency room and had a completely normal neurological examination by the time he got there.
Kyle, you've had bike accidents. You've had the gout. You know what?
One of the first times I met you, you had just fallen on top of a lock.
Oh,
do you remember that? So, like,
I was trying to do a joke.
Your
fall.
Ribs were all
a joke fall. You fell down.
My ribs.
Oh
yeah.
My god! Yeah, I was playing charades with our family on a family vacation, and I went to like fake like I was falling, and I really fell and hurt like everything. I was like, this is
Don't
the dumbest
do
thing I've ever done. I'm like, I'm doing a pratfall and really hurt my knee.
You keep hearing that commitment's important, and then you do a bit where you're like, I broke a rib.
Yeah, it's not good.
Too much commitment.
So but even still, when that happens, you've been hurt enough times. You're like, going to the emergency room is like a bad call. That's like your next 2 days.
Yeah, sure. But if you're in a country
where they take care of it
with
good health care,
appropriate medicine.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That's like, I think this might be bad. I should go.
Let me go duck in real quick to the hospital.
Now you're like,
it's not like you're not like me where I'm like just putting weird leaves over this wound on my leg right now, hoping takes care of something
solves
before I
right
gotta
now?
Call. Yeah, before I gotta hit a blue cross.
What did
blue
that
shield.
Witch doctor tell me to do about this thing? I'm like, why? I thought about going to the emergency room and I just got charged $7,000. How does that happen?
Yeah.
I didn't even go.
I could either save up for a down payment on a house for the rest of my life,
or
I have the sniffles for like 10 days.
Or I had amnesia for an hour. I'm going to go to the emergency.
Doctors diagnosed the man with transient global amnesia.
Is not a thing.
Global. TGA, that's what
TGA.
It says here.
Does that get you in a special lane when you're flying international?
Yes.
I have
transient
clear, and I also
amnesia.
Have transient
clear,
global
TGA
amnesia.
Means you...
It's a benign condition that causes
TGA
sudden.
Pre-check. I have TGA pre-check.
TGA pre-check.
At least I think I do. Wait, where
I can't
am I?
Remember.
He passed the test.
He's good.
Why am I getting on this plane? He's good.
He's good. Where are we going?
Sir?
Excellent, sir.
Sir, let me see your ticket. Where are you going? I don't know.
No.
Get him through.
Perfect.
Sir, are you TGA?
I didn't pay for coach. All right, you're out. That's where we test.
Sir, are you TGA pre-check? I don't know. Get him in.
Can I tell you guys a quick TSA pre-check story?
Yes.
So I'm in Houston, and I've the past couple times I've flown there, they have a new machine that's supposed to really look in your bags.
Yeah.
But every time I go there, it gets so backed up that then they just open the other lane with the old school stuff, right, and they just fly everybody through. Right. And so I walk. This is just a classic me. I walk up.
How are you doing
it's
today?
It's starting to back up on the new machine, and I thought, if I wait about 2 minutes, I will get put into the other thing, and I'll just get out of here. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do it, and so I wait, and the stuff goes through, and they back up. I counted at one point on the other side of the metal detector,
right,
there were 16 people.
Oh my Lord!
Waiting for their bags,
oh,
right?
God,
and
no.
And they
the
were
answer is
and
no.
At one point, 8 bags had been pulled out to be, like, oh, actually gone God. Through. There was one person going through them. I wasn't mad at the TSA people at all, because they were as frustrated as we are, because they're being forced to use this machine. And they don't have any more people to help than what they have there. And there's these two just classic, like, 67-year-old, like, white dudes with, like, charts. And they are obviously there to, like, adjudicate this machine and how it's working.
That's right.
And so, and also, I have this by this. This is my like third flight with all this luggage. Nothing gets pulled out. It hasn't been, and nothing ever does, because we all know how to travel.
Right.
They've pulled both my bags. Right. And so God. I go, "Hey, man."
that loud.
I go, "Hey, man." And this old, this 67-year-old dude, he looks up from his thing, you know, and I go, I just go, "This ain't it. This, it ain't it. I get what you're trying to do, but this ain't it, man."
I wish I was there,
Dad. It hasn't been for 20 years.
Right. Uh-huh. "This ain't it." And he goes, and like he like said something, but like not enough for me to hear. I go, "No idea what you said, but I hope it was an agreement, because this ain't it."
Yeah.
They end up, I finally.
Do people clap when you say?
People are mad. People, right?
I'm sure, but pissed. Like Dan finally said something.
20 minutes. Yeah. It took 20 minutes just on the other side. Finally, they give me my first bag. The woman, I go, "Hey, I'm not mad at you. This is ridiculous. You have to do this." She goes, "I know, this machine." So she like opens up my stuff. She's like, "Is there anything in here?" I go, "No." She goes, "Fine, here's your bag." Then my backpack comes through, right? Mm. Which also I'm like, "There's nothing in there."
No.
Right?
None.
It comes up and I go, "What did this get pulled for?" She goes, "Nothing." Zippers? I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "It timed out. It sat on the belt so long with everything being backed up. They just started. They had to get checked again because it sat there for so long." And I just kept saying to the guy, "I go, this ain't it, man.
This ain't it.
This ain't it. I get what we're trying to do. This ain't it.
This ain't it. Oh, my limits. Guy. You're not that guy.
You're not that guy,
dude. I appreciate your patience.
What was I gonna do?
I used to travel with all the Comedy Central voice over the recording kit.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
all mics and cables, yeah. and shit would get pulled. I'm like, "Which shape? Long and skinny, bottom left of the bag." Yeah. Like, I would just direct them.
You would
where
know.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
It's this. It's a microphone.
It's yeah. a microphone.
This attaches to the microphone. These are not bombs. I do this every weekend. Let me get behind a machine and do the job.
Let me help 100%. You out.
Can I? These are scissors.
No. They're not. Scissors.
So TGA, anybody remember what it stands for?
Transient global amnesia.
Good job, boys.
I didn't believe
I didn't either.
So we don't have it.
I'm looking at it.
We don't have it.
Yeah, you guys, you're not getting on that flight.
We don't have it.
It's a benign condition that causes sudden short-term memory loss and the inability to form new memories. Any memory loss typically lasts 4 to 6 hours without the need of treatment, but it can last up to 24 hours.
Do you think this guy's like, "I'm going to have a stroke down the road"? And so this is like the
doctors who authored the report said repetitive questions and an inability to retain answers are key features to a TGA. Honest thought here, you would be terrified.
Oh my God.
And so would your people and your family.
Yes.
Like first, especially with us, they'd be like, "Stop fucking around."
Right.
And then would you eventually goes, "No, I really don't know anything that happened this morning or yesterday."
It's like the newswoman who like started talking gibberish
on
the air. And it's like all of a sudden you can't. You're not. The
TGA can mimic other conditions such as stroke, dementia, or epilepsy, and
I'm
may
saying.
Have implications for certain jobs such as pilots. No shit.
Yes. Yeah, maybe don't let this
How
guy.
Do I fly this?
Right.
Where are we?
Where are we going?
All the conditions should affect pilots.
Yes.
Yes.
You shouldn't have any conditions.
That's
why pilots shouldn't drink.
Yeah. We don't know exactly
why does every
what...
pilot look exactly alike? Every pilot looks like, "Were you in the military?" No.
Yeah. Well, most of them, yeah. We don't know exactly what causes TGA, but it has been linked to several activities, including physical exertion, so don't work out, immersion in cold or hot water, emotional stress, pain, and sex.
this is crazy. So what is he going to say now? I can't have sex with my wife anymore? No, I think I can't have sex anymore?
No, I think you got, I don't let that stop you from love.
She banged the memories out of him.
Don't let that stop you from love.
It's only a few hours.
I mean, come on.
But even, I'm gonna do it the kind where I get weird for a while.
Listen, he needs the hours to reload anyway.
You can go to a spa and get in like one of their cold baths and have TGA.
Yeah. You give TGA.
The man in the case report had experienced the exact same phenomena 7 years prior. TGA can happen to a person more than once, though exactly how often is not agreed upon. Look, we'll get out of here on this.
How old?
How old is the guy who suffered from TGA?
So this is either going to be really scary or you're like, yeah, he's probably, you know. So he has a kid. He's in Ireland, so that doesn't help you that much.
Yeah, but, that, so that's
he could have done having sex with his wife in the
that
afternoon.
That could have been great grandkids in the house. That
could have been. What are you feeling, Kyle?
I'm just going to go wild 63 on this.
Okay.
63, Jay, what do you
think? Say 36.
36?
49.
49? The man with TGA is 66 years old.
Oh,
well done, Kyle Kinane.
By the way, like, this is stuff is going to start
happening.
You
know your TGA, man.
Racking them up at 66 so hard you forget things.
I mean.
Yeah. And having afternoon sex with your wife at the day after your anniversary.
They're in bed by 6 p.m. anyway.
By the way, this
but they're still doing it.
Yeah, but it's only, yeah. That's,
I mean, it's still
they're still
light
doing
out.
It, but it's going to be in daylight
hours. Still light out. Right.
Have
they haven't had
or
dinner in the dark in 20 years.
Do you wonder if they went to bed?
All that soda bread after 5 p.m.? Nobody's good.
Do you wonder if
anything.
They went to bed the night of their anniversary and were like, we'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it
tomorrow. I promise
tomorrow.
Right now, I just need to go to sleep.
They had a big meal with family.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. They probably,
tomorrow.
Yeah, they had their
but
kids.
I swear to
tomorrow,
guys,
I'm going to fuck the memories out of you.
This corned beef was
that's
so shit.
That's what she said to him. Dad, let me expunge the cabbage from my system.
You can't have cabbage sex.
Yeah, you can have cabbage sex.
Oh, dude, cabbage sex is love sex.
It depends what door he was going in. All right, guys, that is the first story. When we come back, we'll find out what Kyle Kinane is doing, and we'll let you know what we've got going on. All of this on the other side of the break. It's Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into all the great things Kyle is doing, we want to let you know.
We've got a fun announcement.
We've got a fun announcement.
Yes. Ron,
and Dan, also, you can go see Dan in Honolulu. So
no, I
Honolulu
just left.
Just happened. Just
I just
left.
Left.
Just,
left.
Just missed him.
All right. Yeah. Have you done stand-up Honolulu?
I'm go. Where at the Blue Note?
No, stand-up Honolulu.
I'm doing the Blue Note in
ooh,
like
fun.
3 weeks.
Have you done it before?
Not the Blue Note. I've done a place called Hawaiian Brian's.
I'm going to go check it out for you. I'm going to scope out the Blue Note for you.
You want to go back out there?
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
I'll just stay.
All right, so wait, you're post it. Okay.
All right, so Dan, give the little tease of the announcement.
Okay. Obviously, this show is like the most fun show that any of us have ever done, including Kyle Kinane. Mm-hmm. And every few years, we like to kind of mix it up how we do things. So if you love Dumb People Town, you're going to love it even more. We're going to announce that next week, and then we'll tease it for a little bit. But starting in October, yes, that includes the live shows, the show that you love. You're going to love a whole lot more. We're going to mix up the way we do it just a little bit.
I love
Nothing's going to change. It's still going to be dumb people stories talking about, and well, dumb people talking about dumb people
but
stories with great dumb guests.
The way we do it will be a little, we're going to switch our pitch up a little bit, which I love. All right,
it'll
we'll talk about
fun.
That later. Hey,
fun.
By the way, our UFC show is still, you can still watch the first episode. It's free on YouTube. You can go to our Instagram, at Squad
Brothers. Trying to get a million views on this first
we are,
episode.
And
so
we can
I,
do it.
I think we can,
do,
can
it
do it because we want them to order a bunch more. We'll write something fun for Kyle Kinane to do in the show. If we get a second season, which would be a blast. Yeah. And so that is happening. And then you can come see Dumb People Town live. We'll be in Nashville at the Hutton, at the Analog Room. The next night we're in.
That's on October 13th.
October 13th. That's a Thursday night. And then the next
Friday
night
we're at the Den Theater in Chicago.
Chicago.
And we're doing a stand-up show right after that.
Yep. So you can get tickets for both. I think the discount tickets if you want to go to both those shows. And then that we're going to be at the
River Spirit Casino in Tulsa on Sunday night. The River Sticks. We're crossing the River
Sticks.
I love
Tulsa.
And then on Sunday night, we'll be at the Bell House doing the podcast live with Andrew Dismukes and Roy Wood Jr. and Cut Worms, the band. It's going to be so much fun.
Yep.
All this stuff is happening. If you can go to supersclerus.com, you can get tickets. We have links there, or DanielVanKirk.com.
I think these shows may sell out because we haven't been on the road in years.
I'm very excited to do it. Daniel's got stuff at DanielVanKirk.com.
Yeah, in fact, coming up, this just happened. Guys, on Yom Kippur, this is how I'm celebrating. Mm-hmm. On the 5th, I am going to be in Austin, Texas. That is October 5th. And then on the 6th, I am going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana. And then on the 7th, I will be in Houston, Texas. And on the 9th, I'm in College Station. So go to DanielVanKirk.com to hang out with me and have fun at the show.
And Kyle Kinane, I just
you still do comedy?
I just want to say you've been releasing the clips of – so you animated a special, and then I've been watching –
dude,
clips.
That animated clip, I think I've told you this before.
The animated stuff good. Came out, and I thought it was going to be like a – like really like move the needle, and nobody cared.
So I would have thought so too. I thought it was beautiful.
And then there was just like raw footage, like a single cam raw footage of when I taped that special, and that's the stuff that took off. Like,
really? All right.
We know what people want.
So, yeah. But it's so fun. I love it. Every time I see that, I was just like, it's such good stuff. I mean, a single camera of you just standing up with a fuchsia background. Or
it was a comedy on state.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was comedy on state.
Phenomenal.
Camera. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Phenomenal. And thanks. I just loved it. And you were in such a... I don't know. I don't know if you had the idea you're going to animate it before you did that, and that's what happened, but you were just in a very relaxed state. I loved it.
Well, that was what video looks like when you think you're just recording audio for a special, and so everything's relaxed.
I loved it.
And it's so natural and pure, and everybody's like, this is what all specials should be like. Well, but then as soon as you tape a special, there's three or four cameras moving around, and you're like, oh, God, I flubbed a word. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
Will the magic be gone?
Right.
Anyway, I recorded a special like that in May, so that'll be out soon.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where's it going to be? Do we know?
I got like handlers that are like, and then we'll try and sell them. Who cares? Put it on YouTube. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like what? I love YouTube. Let's put people it behind a paywall somewhere. Like I don't care.
So people find your stuff. It keeps circling through all of our social stuff because we just watch it.
No, it's great.
No, but I mean, if you like a clip, all of a sudden we're going to get a lot more clips of your stuff. And that is what keeps happening. And I think that algorithm is great for people like you.
I mean, one small thing, and again, it's like it's so funny because you do something that we get this a lot with our, like the show Cheap Seats and our new show, The Nosebleeds. Mm-hmm. People are just like, it feels like I'm just hanging out with you. And we're like, that's the point. But we work so hard, as Dan knows, to write jokes and make the craft of the actual writing of the joke.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people are like, it's just like hanging out with Kyle.
I mean, his stream of consciousness stuff is so great. It's
like no. He writes all of this. And
that stream came from a mountain glacier 5 years ago that melted and went through a lot of rewriting and trial and error. Yes.
No, but you were talking, I saw a little clip recently about, you were talking about saging your apartment. You're like, we got to try new stuff. I think it was probably right after the 2016
election.
Yeah,
that was from a Netflix thing.
Right? And you were like, I'm just trying new stuff. And I think you used the phrase like witchcraftery or witchery or
I said witchcraft, which I'll get some shit for because now somebody,
whatever. I was like, I'm new at, but you said I'm new to witchcraft. I don't know what this is. And it made me laugh so hard because I wasn't expecting it. I'm like, oh, he just saged his apartment. Anyway, that's just so.
Well,
so you got the special that'll be coming out soon. We'll let people know where it is.
You're gonna be at the Blue Note. We just found out.
Gotta be at the Blue Note
in Honolulu. But where can people? I'm assuming other dates on the horizon.
October, November.
All kinds. I love playing. I love doing shows.
Yeah.
Same. Like all these things. Like where is it going to be? Can you sell it on Netflix? I just want to sell tickets. So wherever the stand up has to exist on the internet for people to see it, to then buy tickets to come out, that's where I'll go.
Yep.
I just buy tickets.
Yep.
Anybody like stand up, buy tickets, go see people live. I love it. I've seen old headliners that want to cash in when you're working the road and you see the dudes with like the same crusty blazer they've brought to the same gigs for 5 years and their crowd works the same. It's like, you don't love this anymore,
but you have not
done something else to escape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I love it. I still love it.
You can tell. And I think for audiences who come, it's like something special happens on stage. Every time we've seen you, like when we've been lucky enough
Tulsa.
To- Tulsa
was a blast. Yeah,
Tulsa, remember that?
That was a Blue Whale Comedy Festival.
We got to sit down and watch you do a full headline set at Kane's Ballroom.
Oh my God, we were like,
and then I was like, well, that's just.
We watched you do a full set. We watched Eugene Merman do a full set, and we're like, oh my God, I love this so much.
Well, that's what I love. I live in like outside of Portland now, and I can go to Helium, and Helium's a good club. And then the headliners, I'm like, oh, I get to see all my friends that I only see do like 7 minutes or 12 minutes here and there. I get to see what their hour looks like,
right?
And I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Again, from like watching people. I just went to see Beth Stelling a few weeks ago. I'm like,
amazing, man.
This is the most casual, yet every sentence, there's like no wasted words.
Yep. She's a great writer.
But it's so casually delivered. I'm like, I got to be like this more.
Yeah, it inspires you. Yeah. It inspires you to want to make your stuff better in certain ways. Awesome. KyleKinane.com.
Yeah.
That's where people can check it out.
I'm out in the world.
Just
go
see him.
Go and then thank us afterwards.
You're exactly.
You tweeted us.
Go see him and tweeted him. Be like, hey, I heard that I should go see these guys on this podcast. See him on this podcast, and thank you for doing that. And lastly, Kyle, I know you've got great podcasts. Will you please let our listeners know who to check out?
Right here on Starburns, I have the Boogie Monster with my pal Dave Stone, going strong at about 6 years.
Awesome.
And I got a new one with Shane Torres called No Accounting for Taste, and that's elsewhere.
All right, should we jump into another story?
Let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
This was sent in by, well, first of all, we have a couple shout-outs.
Oh, can we do some? Let's
Yeah. Jefferson A. Davis, mm-hmm. not a president.
Not a president.
And also.
Never going to be president. Never going to be president.
Isn't there a person we know who has a name very similar to this? Used to co-host Harmontown. Jeffrey
Jeff
Bryant.
Jeff B. Davis.
Yes.
Jeff B.
Yes.
Davis. Oh, yeah. No, Jeff Davis.
Okay, ready for this one? Mm-hmm. That was a townie. This is a townie's. Oyvind Rotvold. Rotvold.
Oyvind Rotvold.
Oyvind.
Italian.
Rotvold.
Sounds Yiddish.
Oyvind Rotvold.
You can only go up on Oyvind Rotvold.
Oyvind?
And then.
Who's coming? Oyvind?
I love getting to give these shout outs to people who are members of our Patreon. Join it. It's only $5.
Yeah.
Chris Green is a true local. So
yeah, baby.
Thanks, all right, here we go. This was sent in by Jen Amedi at JMedi 51.
Jen Amedi.
Man becomes dog and practices rolling, sitting, and paw.
What?
So you
he needed to
ass.
Practice paw.
he wants to be on the patrol.
Is this a sex thing?
When did he lose his memory?
Doesn't everything eventually become a sex thing?
It really does.
Yeah. Everything, too much of everything will eventually become sex.
Wait, Dan, I don't know if I've told you. I've told you this story.
That he had to practice sitting.
So my wife is like so... empathetic to people that if she gets into a cab or an Uber or something with somebody and the person is not in English, is not their first language, she starts to adopt their accent just to be nice to them.
I do the same thing. And I have to tell myself to not do it.
She's trying to, in a way, say things that the way this person is saying them so that the person doesn't feel bad. So we were in a cab one time, I forgot where we were, and my wife was explaining to this person where we needed to go or what we were doing, and in the process of explaining, she's now fully adopted his accent, and she's like, "We're going to how you say?" I was like,
"How you say?
How you say? You know how to say it? How do I sit? You know how to sit?"
What she really
give
means
a
is,
paw. You know how to get. You have to learn it.
She should be saying,
"How you say?
How you hear?"
Yeah,
that's what should be saying.
How
she
you
needs,
hear?
She
how
needs
you
him to hear it the way he
so
says it.
This guy's learning how to sit. You know how to sit.
You know how to sit.
You know how to do it.
Some people spend millions of pounds. This comes from the UK, from the Mirror.
Yeah.
Millions of pounds to look like their favorite celebrity or Barbie doll. Mm-hmm. But one man from Japan dedicated his savings to becoming a dog.
I mean, more power. If that's what you want to do.
It is a sex
is that
thing.
Him?
This is him.
That is not him.
How's this is him.
How's that a guy?
This is a guy.
No,
let me see.
That's not a guy.
Yes, it is.
How's that a guy?
It is not.
How's that a guy?
That is not a guy.
Tell me right now how that's a guy or I'll walk out of this place. He's creeping me out, man.
That's a guy.
I got a very tenuous relationship with just society in general. And tell me how that's a guy.
That is
look, where is my camera? You can go to our social media, Twitter. Instagram.
For those who can't see, you're listening to it. This is a picture of Lassie.
You are looking at the
9 a.m., you guys.
This is not a guy, Dan.
That's a guy.
That's a dog.
That's a guy.
What's Uncle Steve doing? Oh, have you seen his Facebook page?
This is the Shaggy DA come to life.
Japan really goes all in.
Yeah, hard.
Really goes all in on the poker table of fetishes.
You think you're into cosplay, and then you see this guy. I want this guy to show up at work like this.
This guy's better than the animals in The Lion King.
What's this guy? How?
He's a dog walker. That's what he's doing. Follow me.
Serpicali. Serpicali. He wants Serpicali.
Dan, that is not him.
He's Laddie.
He went.
That is not
he's
a guy.
He's in deep cover. He went.
Look at his little fucking feet. That's a guy.
That's not a guy. There's no way that's a guy. There is no way that's a guy.
You know that the clip for this week is just going to be you guys going, that's not a guy.
This is a picture of a dog.
This is a guy.
Dan.
I mean.
He spent approximately how much in U.S. dollars to look exactly like his favorite breed of canine?
How much does that breed cost, and how much does it cost to gut it?
To gut
and wear it. And wear it. It's your own.
Literally put the lotion sleep in it like a ton.
Who wants to go first? Price how much does that
price
cost?
Price of a purebred and price of a partly taxidermied creature. I'm going to give it. I'm gonna say it's $2,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think
I say $3,500.
Yeah, okay. $1,200 for the dog. I'm gonna say $800 for the
he spent $75,000.
Okay, he spent approximately, which it's not even it's exact $14,410 to look exactly like his favorite breed of canine.
I mean, there are people.
And first of all, can we say it worked?
It totally worked. First of all, he's now hanging out in dog runs. People are petting him in ways that they weren't giving his love before.
Is that what he wants, though?
Yes.
Dan. I mean, he's a collie. He clearly still is like wants to be a boss.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it was his lifelong dream.
He wants to round up bitches. No, but so we were talking before about Kyle. Yeah, we were talking before about Kyle. You're like, I love stand-up. I just love it. I also know you love to mountain bike. I also know you love
to hurt
camping.
Yourself.
You love to hurt. You love to do stupid things to hurt yourself. But you like camping.
Other things.
You like being. There are things that you love in this world. Like if you're like, Kyle, you have 3 weeks to do whatever you want, and if work is not, you would fill that with things that you love. There are people walking around out there with things that they're like, what do I love? I don't even know what I love. I don't even know
what
I
want to say, do you love anything this much?
So many people have butt plugs in nowadays that you just have
right
no
now.
Idea. You're just at Ralph's, and somebody's like walking a little weird.
Well,
like,
little
oh, that's what people do now.
Right.
Listen, shameless plug right now. Me and Shane
shameless
Torres.
Butt plug.
Shameless. God damn it. It was right there. Shane Torres and I have a podcast called No Accounting for Taste.
So
we're
good.
We're just trying to defend things. And I'm like, I don't know when the limit of like, you don't kink shame anymore. Like, there's no, you can't kink shame anymore. It's like, but.
We got to be able to talk about it.
But. Yeah. Talking about. Yes. Because I'm like, I want to go like.
I want to.
Is this guy happy right now? Or what if he spent the $14,610?
Yeah. Said it wasn't worth it.
And now he's a dog and he's like.
It's like,
there's only one way to find out. I bet he's happier than he's ever
he's
been in his
spend
life.
Another $14,000 on a different dog costume. Like, is this the first effort? That means there was beta versions of this dog.
Well, here we go. It was his lifelong dream to turn into a dog.
Sure.
And a talented costume company made his unusual request happen.
Talented costume.
The man who identifies as Toko bought a realistic border collie costume from Zeppet, Japanese agency known for creating sculptures and models for movies.
I mean, you've heard my story about the dog in the neighborhood. So when I first moved to my neighborhood,
I had
an English.
So
now I have a different idea of this whole thing. So I had my English bulldog.
Tell
Virgil,
him.
Virgil at the time.
We just told this story like 3 episodes ago.
God damn it.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
It applies.
So we had the dog, and there was an older Japanese woman in my neighborhood who I was meeting. I was meeting my neighbors for the first time. This is 2003, and the dogs got tangled up a little bit. And I'm saying, I'm Randy, and I'm like fixing the dogs, and I just heard, I didn't hear anything, and then all of a sudden I heard the word Keiko, and all of a sudden the dog is like in my crotch, a huge golden retriever, just like nose in my crotch, and I started to say, Keiko, no, get your nose out of my crotch, Keiko, stop, your nose is in my balls, Keiko, stop.
Yeah.
And then I realized much later that the Japanese woman's name was Keiko.
So I was saying over and over to this
Keiko,
kind
get out
woman,
of my crotch.
Keiko's a great name either
way. Why did she say her own name? Oh, because you're introducing yourself.
But I didn't hear. I was like, this is Virgil. I'm Randy. And then I heard like the things got tangled. I heard Keiko. And then I was like, Keiko, get your nose out of my crotch. And that was the woman.
Keiko, you crotch hound you.
You get
it? Dude, you had a little TGA. It happens everywhere.
But what if this was her husband?
I don't know.
Right.
Well, yeah, if the dog that was in your crotch was her husband.
Well, Japanese.
He hires Zeppet, a Japanese agency known for creating sculptures and models for movies. That's to the top. You want to go with them.
You go Zeppet.
It reportedly took Zeppet how long to make that costume? Because Toko kept adding improvements to make it perfect.
And I'm sure they love the notes process with Toko.
Well, I mean, he's paying for it.
How long did it take?
How long do you think it took to get that good where you didn't even think that was a man?
It's still a dog.
It's still a man. I've... I didn't want to think about this kind of stuff. I think it was probably like 3 years.
Dan, here's the thing. I'm already looking ahead to the end of this where you're going to say, how old is this guy? And we have to do it in dog years.
No, they had to. No.
We had to multiply by seven.
Guys, they put him down. Yeah, he fulfilled his dream. They put him down.
They put him to sleep. No.
Maybe that's like that's the euthanasia loophole. Because suicide is like it's frowned upon. But if you
how long do you think, Jay?
How long do I think what
that it took them to make? Do you have TGA?
I don't know.
That it took them to make the dog costume.
Make the dog costume.
Zeppet.
I probably like
you've seen
2 months.
Okay.
First of all, Zeppet is my favorite Marx brother.
Sure. Just yes.
It probably took like 7 months.
It took them 40 days. That's pretty good. To make that costume.
Yeah, that's Jesus
great.
Christ.
That's a real dog.
And 40
they
nights.
They used a real dog.
Like so they're like, they're like, we made this awesome costume, and then they just took a photo of a real dog. There's 40 days to adopt a collie.
If this guy showed up at Comic-Con, people would lose their minds.
This guy's way better than the Tron guy. Right? He's his own emotional support animal.
I was gonna say then.
Can you imagine him on a flight?
What's the appropriation if like he just needs his friend to pretend to be blind?
It just keeps going
to get him in,
right? He said, I made it a collie.
For free.
He does.
I made it a collie because it looks real when I put it on, Toko told the Japanese news outlet. My favorite is quadrupedal animals. Did I do that right?
Yeah, quadrupedal.
Quadrupedal. Mm-hmm. Especially cute ones. Among them, I thought that a big animal close to me would be good considering it would be a realistic model, so I decided to make it a dog.
But I don't understand how it, like, a human's arms and legs lengths, I don't understand how he can.
Toko, who has his own YouTube channel, shared a now viral video of himself in the costume titled, I Tried to Become a Collie. I'd say you did it.
You did it. I'd want to see him getting into this costume because I don't believe it.
No, he can be seen rolling over for belly rubs, pretending to sit and lifting his paws. Zeppet also shared a selection of images of the costume on Twitter,
and
racking
smoking
up
smoking in the background.
Thousands.
I was gonna say, is it his own boner that comes out of the bottom of it?
gets
he
a little red rocket.
Red. He had to
rocket.
Paint it red.
Oh God, the little lipstick. And that's it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Lord. This is maybe one of the most shocking things I've ever seen on this show.
But I want to celebrate somebody who's.
Oh, hold on. That's me. Let me get rid of that. There we go. Okay.
Are you going to show us the video of him?
No, I'm not. There's no real. I mean, it's fine.
There is. Okay, that's him. Wait. It does look like a guy. Let me see.
It just looks like a super arthritic dog.
It does look like a guy, though. He's like doing things the way a.
Look at him.
Look at him. It does look like a guy. Wait, dude. It does look like a guy.
It's got some.
It does look like a guy.
But also looks still very much like a dog.
It's so real,
Dan,
dude.
Send us this video.
Dan, this is the most.
I want to celebrate people that just. Like, if you knew, like, Frank Sinatra singing My Way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Culminated in this.
Right.
I don't know why. Like, every weird thing in the world, I want to know Frank Sinatra's reaction. Like, well, I heard My Way.
Right. And this is what
inspired me.
I took it to
a very illogical zenith.
I took it to an illogical Zeppet. Yeah. I took it to the Zeppet of the zenith.
Zeppet is the zenith of of Japan.
Like, if all this was, like, just Frank Sinatra not realizing what he unleashed on the world.
He did. I don't know the power of what I do. All right, there you go. That's it. Too. Give us a little teaser of what we're going to hear in story 3.
Oh, just a really dumb drunk driver.
Can't wait. And then for Patreon fans, Kyle's going to share a very dumb story from his life. We've all do dumb things. I love hearing him talk about the dumb things he does in his life because it is hilarious. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Buddy. Ready? Yes. This was sent in by... Oh, I have a couple shout-outs really quick. Townie, Denton Carpenter. Denton Carpenter coaches Little League, does not have kids.
Also,
could play center field for the Cardinals.
Right, and I don't mean that in a creepy way. I mean just like just a great dude who's like, I'm out here coaching
also
these kids.
Also really believes in God.
Catherine Breeze. And then a true local, Eric Duncan.
Duncan, come on.
American runs on Eric Duncan.
American runs on Eric.
Drunk driver. This is sent in by Ace of Finance at Dragon ILM.
That's a new one.
What? Yeah, no,
I love saw it. The financial signs and it opened up my mind.
All that she wants. And I saw the sign are two of my most.
So there's one dude in Ace of Base that
get
has.
Around him.
There's one guy in Ace of Base that
everywhere.
Has very bad skin.
No, he has a hair lip. I think he had a hair lip. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
I couldn't tell you what they look like.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
But then they covered it up. I'm like, just let him be himself.
They always shoot
Why
him
are you
with
trying
like,
to like
in a silhouette.
Oh, they Wilson
shadow
Phillips him?
On him. Let him be. Let him be. Let him be who he is. He's got a good voice. All right.
I mean, I saw it as a sign.
Drunk driver crashes, heads straight to dealership to try and sell damaged car with missing tire.
He crashed to.
I was waiting for you to catch
so
up.
So he got to the dealership.
Drunk driver
on
crashes,
three tires.
Heads straight to dealership to try and sell damaged car with missing tire. You are just going through the day. That's a level of drunk. Nothing's going to stop you. We're just on to the next thing.
I better get rid of this car.
So he's just like, no one will know.
If I keep him on the 75% good side of this vehicle.
Yeah, we're good.
This
Don't
is
walk
the ace
around.
Of base
Don't
thing.
Walk around.
Only yeah, show the one side.
Evansville, Indiana. WFIE. Okay. Police say they arrested a driver who was very drunk after at least five people called 911. Officers say they started coming... The call started coming in around 4:40 p.m. Monday. They said, AKA long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. The, like one call about someone and they're I don't know.
That Irish forgetful thing, officer. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Saturday or Monday.
They say witnesses reported seeing an SUV hit the median of the Lloyd Expressway near Main Street exit. They say the crash caused a flat tire and the car to smoke, but the driver kept going. I'm sure how they live their life.
Have you ever seen like a crazy crash happen right in front of you?
Yes.
So I was coming on from the 101 to the 134, and there's like there's an interchange where like you know people can
Big
come
fan.
From say I love that interchange, but just people are coming. So someone's coming off. I forgot even what they were coming off to get there, but I saw they got hit and then went right into the wall right in front of me, and it was shocking. Everybody was fine, but it was just shocking to see a car get hit and then just kind of roll into a wall over there. I was like, this is just crazy. So
this
guy,
if you ain't rubbing, you ain't trying to get it to an audition and trade Monica.
Sometimes you got to trade paint to be there on time. But I was
so this guy hits the median and then keeps going,
loses a tire. Going. Car smoking, keeps going. Other callers say the driver was all over the road, now missing a front tire. Oh they say God. He eventually stopped at a car dealership and appeared, quote, super drunk.
Yeah.
Super drunk.
Yeah.
Employees told police officers that the driver, Jordan Mattingly, was trying to sell his SUV.
Mattingly, the hit king.
The hit king?
I wonder what kind of SUV this is. It sounds pretty durable to get
It does sound very durable.
Made it to the dealer after a crash.
Police say he had swelling and scratches as if he had just been in a crash. You all right, buddy? Yeah, I'm just trying to unload this fucking car. What are you going to give me trading? Because I'll go to CarMax. They already said they'll give me a good deal.
CarMax would take it. CarMax would lowball
100%
take it.
Listen to the Fox. No, meanwhile, like you know how like you pull up to a car dealership
that's
and
not
like
CarMax, brother, and that's the Carfax.
We're over time. Can we just address the complete inexplicability
of show me the Carfax?
What
does that mean?
We have a thing. It's the company's called Carfax.
Right.
This is, they do this
facts.
Too.
You do. You talk about it?
Yes, you have. That it's a fox.
Yeah, that's a fox.
Yeah, fax, but we'll spell it with an X.
Right.
But that would confuse people because then fax is a real thing. But these are like the details of the car. Right. All right, what should our logo be? It's a fox.
But that's the fox is not a fax.
So it's not called Car
Fox. Okay, so this is confusing already.
Car Fox.
And you're not spelling it F-A-C-T-S.
Should the fox at least be... hauntingly similar to Sonic the Hedgehog,
yeah.
but not of an animation quality that's charming like the General.
Right.
No. You betcha.
You got
you betcha. This should be as convoluted
and
as
possible. His catchphrase should be from like a takeoff of a phrase from a movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money,
show me the facts.
Which is an actual thing, which is a fact.
The like, less
from a fax machine.
We need to appear as untrustworthy as possible because we are just laundering money.
Yeah.
And but we need a front that looks like we want real money.
Right.
But right. But then anyway, also doesn't he
Yes.
And, but he wears a t-shirt that's a ringer.
Uh-huh.
From
it
like
says Fox on it.
That says Car Fox.
Car Fox.
Why is that
Show me the car.
Can you imagine what their mission statement is?
Guys, we bought ad time. We do not have an ad. Well, you know.
The guy who crashed his car.
My kid just got back from Outward Bound, said he wants to get into animation, all right? He found some focus. I want to support him. I want to give him a chance.
So you want me to show you the facts about the car? Just a fact. No, the facts.
Show me the facts.
You know it's also a trustworthy animal. A fox. It's never been sly or sneaky.
No.
It's always the animal you're like, this is an honest
creature. Every season on Alone, someone's in a battle with a fox.
There's a video of a fox that attacks some woman. Like, which,
oh, my God, I saw that.
You saw a video? Yeah. And then she was like, kept kicking it off, and the fox would not stop. And I'm like, this
like
is
a crazy fox.
This is your animation.
Crazy like a fox.
If this guy rolled into the dealership, what happened to this tire? Car fox guy.
Yeah. All right.
I got car foxes.
What are you looking to get today? You looking to get into a Saturn?
He's like, I'm crazy. Crazy like a fax.
They say that Mattingly. Like, I don't know if he's drunk or he's talking about the company.
Let's just give him $20 to keep telling a story until the cop gets here. I like this guy.
They say Mattingly smelled of alcohol and almost fell several times. How many people? I just picture a car salesman with a tie and rolled up sleeves being like, oh, buddy, over here.
And he's getting more and more salesmen to come.
Can I have coffee?
Yeah.
Yes, you can have coffee.
Now, someone show us the trunk space. This baby's got a ton.
Why is it leaning so far down
it's
to the left?
It's just oil leaking out because he knocked the oil pan loose, and that's what he's slipping in.
Oh, my God.
Cops showed up when I worked
at a gas station, and I was – and this – person rushed in, was like super, super in a hurry.
Sure.
It was like, I need a little more air in my front left tire.
Yeah.
Not, please, just need more air in the tire. Do it now.
Yeah.
Like, not paying for it or anything. Sure. Just like, do it for me because it was a full service gesture. So I go to put the thing on the nozzle and the thing. Yeah. I'd never put air in a car before at all. All right. This guy's sitting in the driver's seat.
He is not going to survive doomsday.
I watch his, all of a sudden his face, like he starts coming so close to me because I'm letting all the air out of his tire, not knowing that I need to like, I'm like pushing it down and letting the air out.
We learned some things.
This
in that
guy
job,
is
it
now.
It sounds like air's coming out when you do that.
I got too much air in my tires.
I thought it was filling up. All right. He comes, so he's like 6 inches from my face. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I guess I'm letting the air out of your tire. I had to call someone else and have them explain to me how to do it.
16?
I was 18. 18. And the guy was so mad.
Just a dumb 18-year-old.
Yeah,
that's what you get when you try to get air for free.
Officer show up, gave him a portable breath test. Do you guys want to guess what his blood alcohol content was?
Oh, here
what
we go. Think?
So 0.08 is legally drunk.
I'll tell you two more things
while
you guess.
This is Indiana, though.
Police say inside his SUV they found 4 Loco cans and a can of White Claw.
God.
He's safe facing several
times. Generational.
I know. He's like crossing.
Overlap.
He's in Boone's Farms. There are a couple of Bartles and James.
I got some corn whiskey.
I got some Mad Dog 2020.
I also have Mystique or whatever Hypnotique that blew up.
Daddy
booze.
Hypnotique. So how
is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Ciroc's not bad.
Anyways.
Okay. What do you think?
Crevasse.
You want to go first or last, Kyle?
Oh, put me last this time.
Okay.
Jay, what do you think?
Point?
I'm going to say 0.17.
Okay.
0.22.
Kyle?
I'm gonna split it. I'm gonna have a point two.
Okay. He had a blood alcohol content of 0.291.
Whoa! That's drunk. Just short of pouring vodka into the breathalyzer.
He got in a car accident and then tried to sell the car.
0.29.
And you guys are saying like he was drunk. Death. He is fucking drunk.
That's like
oh, you're way
he
up.
Fell?
There.
That means he got to his feet. That's impressive.
It's more of a miracle that he actually got somewhere.
Yeah. How old is Jordan? J-O-R-D-O-N.
Jordan.
Are we getting out of here on Mattingly.
This? Are we getting out of here on this?
Well, I'll tell you this. Well, no, I don't want to tell you until afterwards. I have one little quick thing afterwards.
Okay, how old is Jordan Mattingly?
The Four Locos want me to skew young, right? But I want it to be like an impressive age.
Yeah, like you want to go 63 again.
I can't. I'm going to throw 58 out there.
58, Jason.
I'm
going to
say 51.
51.
I'm going to go 69.
69? He's Jordan 12. Mattingly is
12.
30 years old.
30,
He is the son of the manager of the Miami Marlins and former professional baseball player Don Mattingly.
Oh, he is! I knew it! I called it! I made that joke earlier in the thing. The hit king, Don Mattingly.
Dad!
Oh, God. This is why you don't want to be successful. This is why we've tried to not be successful.
We're going to be successful so that our kids won't do this type of shit.
I'll sign the dashboard if you want. Don Mattingly's kids, I mean, he's at least cut to Don Mattingly doing commercials for that car dealership.
Right? At least my dad's in the Hall of Fame. Oh, wait, he's not. All right.
There you go.
That is a show. KyleKinane.com. Go see him. Go watch our UFC show. Yes. I don't even know what I'm talking about
on
anymore.
On YouTube, we have
it's
amnesia.
Called the Nosebleeds. I have amnesia.
Transient global amnesia.
All
you
great
have
stuff.
It.
And
Watch our show, The Nosebleeds, on UFC. Then get transient global amnesia and watch it again.
Leave a comment as many times as you want. And oh shit, we got to get back.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.